The Fruitful Journey to Eastern Maine. After the few days in Poland at her sister's home, Ellen was back again in Portland, convinced that she must follow the intimations of God's will. She had promised to go if the Lord opened the way, and now she was invited by William Jordan and his sister Sarah to journey with them to Eastern Maine. "I was urged to go with them," she wrote, "and relate my visions. The Jordans were driving by sleigh the 100 miles to Orrington, on the Penobscot River. Mr. Jordan had a horse that belonged to a young Adventist minister, James White. As he had business that would take him to certain parts of Eastern Maine, he decided to return the horse and invited Miss Harmon to accompany them so that she might bear her witness in a wider circle." Little did Ellen realize what was before her. She had now assumed a confident trust in God. Financial resources for her journey did not concern her. Just where her itinerary might take her, she did not know. As to the message that she should bear, she would depend wholly upon God.